Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder. And welcome into Brahma Talk here on 97.7 KATX. I'm your host, Matthew Householder, and joined by Coach Dan Wildfong. Coach Dan Wildfong, it's been entirely too long, my friend.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. It's good to hear from you this morning, and a rough weekend for the Brahmas, but I'm not going to talk too much about it. I mean, you know, Amarillo Bulls have proven time and time again that they are a very stout, well-rounded team.
Yeah, you know, we drove up that night, and we have to learn to play on a Friday night and travel as well. So we struggled, obviously, got beat pretty heavily, and it just wheels kind of fell off. We did not have our A game. I don't think we had our feet. You know, we seemed a little sluggish and tired, and you know, Amarillo was really fresh, and they jumped all over us. So it happens sometimes. But I thought we had a lot better game on Saturday night against Amarillo. I thought we had some grade A chances, not like Friday night. So we defended a lot better, but the outcome obviously was the same. We still got lost.
Well, coming up this weekend, actually going to be facing up against the Topeka Roadrunners from the Nitech Sports Arena, and one of the big promo nights that we look forward to all year, of course, is the world record night, and we'll get to that a little bit more so towards the end of the segment. But coming into this week's games coming up on Friday and Saturday, what are you looking to do with the team as we are coming down towards the end of the season? You know, what's the main goal here?
We want to get better every day. We want to make these guys obviously understand that we're not happy where we're at in the standings, and we want to try and obviously catch the team ahead of us. And, you know, I don't care, obviously, you know, about where we're obviously heading right now, but, you know, our playoff run is looking very slim, but we have to get better every day, and we got to make sure we're putting our work boots on and developing them as players for next year as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely looking forward to next year. You know, this being the first year in the NAHL, you can't be too upset with the way things have gone.
Well, I am, because this is my first year. I've never, ever made playoffs in my history of playing or coaching. So it is. It's been a challenging year as far as the results, but at the end of the day, I feel like we really took this team, you know, a lot of positives come out of this year of learning, not only for myself, but also for the players as well. I thought they're a good group of guys, and they got better as a group all year.
You know, and that's definitely something that that I can comment on as a fan, more so than anything, being able to watch from the beginning of the season to where they're at now. You know, just you see a lot more well-balanced, well-rounded play from each of the players in their respective positions, you know. But as a whole, you've seen a lot of improvement for a lot of these players.
Yeah, I think that's what you're looking for in the year, is always make your players better and be a better team. And I feel, you know, even these trades that we made has made our team better. We obviously lost some older guys who really helped our team, and they did a great job for us. But at the end of the day, this is about getting better for next year as well as this year.
And you perfectly set up the segue there into this next one. Let's talk about some of those some of the guys that did go up to a couple different levels, and then some of the youngsters that y'all brought in.
Yeah, we obviously sent two guys to the USHL. One was Paul Fajol and Donovan Gardner. You know, we obviously wish them the best. They've been doing very well up there. We've spoken to their coaches and their organizations, and they really like them, and they're doing a great job. And we're always happy to move guys up and promote them, and that's what this is all about, getting them to the highest level possible.
Well, I had spoken with you just briefly on the phone last week after I had just gotten off the phone with Chad doing Brahma Talk, but had a couple of new guys that have come into the mix, though. One of them a Keller native. The other one, I'm just more so interested to see because of the sheer size of this young man.
Yeah, well, we got three guys that we got in that we feel really happy with. They're obviously younger, and they can come back next year. One we feel we can really start building a team around is, Roman Uchin. He's a big, solid player, plays hard, got skill, got grit. He'll fight. He'll do all the little things well. So really, really happy about him. We got energy guy from Wichita Falls, Davidson. Kid competes hard every shift, and he's hard to play against. And he'll be one of the fan favorites. People like watching those energy water bugs out there, and he does a great job. And then we got Crisco. He's a D-man that we got. He's big. He's 6'4", 205 pounds. He's a little younger, obviously. He's 96, but we need to develop someone on the back end for next year, and it's nice having some size. He skates well. There's some areas that we obviously help him out because he is younger, but we're really excited about his potential in this league.
Well, as I've gotten the opportunity to talk with you, especially over this year, more so, I'm learning more and more. The coach is always right.
I wish.
Well, I mean, you sit here and you talked about Davidson just briefly there, talking about how he's probably going to be one of the fan favorites, just full of energy. And I got to see his first game out there with the Lone Star Brahmas. I was there for that one in attendance. And I mean, surely there's no doubt he is going to be one of those people that just, he's going to put on some crazy moves and be able to drop a few jaws from time to time.
Yeah, I like his compete level. I like what he does. Away from the puck, he's always looking to get better and learn too. And I love that jam in his game. He doesn't take a shift off, that's for sure.
Well, coming up, once we do head into the off season, I know that there's still a lot of things that will be going on and a lot of behind the scenes action that will be taking place. But overall, y'all have a couple different camps set up, and if you could, coach, just go ahead and explain how the summer off season. A rough outline of what's going to be played out.
Well, what we do is we put on three camps that we'll be doing. One will be in Chicago, one will be in Detroit, and one will be at NITEX in Dallas here. So we have pre-draft camp, we have open camp, and then we have our main camp. So it's something that we're working on right now as we speak. We're going through all the players that we're looking at, and we're obviously trying to get better. And if you don't do your job in the summertime and right now with your players, it's hard to compete at this level, which we're finding. So we're doing our homework right now as we speak. Just before you called, we got a big list going, and important that we get the right guys and the right people that are going to fit in here that want to be in a great area, and they're going to want to compete hard for a championship, because that's what we're wanting to do next year, turn this thing around, and not two or three years, but next year we're trying to turn around.
Well, coach, we talked earlier about how you're disappointing not being able to not probably going to be able to reach the playoffs this round, but I gotta tell you, I brag about you anytime I bring somebody in. I say, oh, Coach Wildfong, yeah, second year as a CHL coach of the Texas Brahmas, won the championship, he's a good coach, just wait, this team's going to be awesome. So we're definitely looking forward to next year.
Yeah, me too. We're really excited about some of the tenders that we have and the guys that we have coming in and coming back. I think it'll be a good mix. We not making playoffs is really pushing us to be the better team for next year, and we will be. I'll guarantee that.
I love to hear a good guarantee from a coach there. Well, coming up this weekend, again, it's the Topeka Roadrunners. They're going to be playing at the NITEX Sports Arena, and tickets are on sale at the box office. You can also go online, LoneStarBrahmas.com. But coming up this Saturday, one of my favorite promo nights that they get to do, right next to the Star Wars night, it's the world record night. And Coach Wildfong, you going to participate in any of these world records?
I think Chad asked me to, and I think at the front office, I think I'm going to. So I'll try and make an appearance. That's how the game's going.
Yeah, right. Well, they did release the world record night, what they're going to be attempting to break the following records. And this is on their Facebook page, so if you want to go check it out, Lone Star, it's facebook.com/Lone Star Brahmas. But most paper airplanes folded in 1 minute is going to be a record. Also, most dodgeballs thrown at a mascot at once. So I would assume almost everybody's going to get a dodgeball. Most people hugged by a mascot at once. Most putts by a group of people in 1 minute. The loudest crowd noise in decibels, which I think got pretty close last year, but I think this year definitely going to have a little bit of louder crowd. Also, most jalapenos eaten in 1 minute. Now, Chad had posted that on his Facebook. I said, I've eaten a ghost pepper, I've eaten habaneros, but the sheer volume of jalapenos, I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And then, finally, the most foam pucks that are going to be shot into a net in 30 seconds. And, you know, come on out to the Nitech Sports Arena, watch the Lone Star Brahmas in action as they take on the Topeka Roadrunners. And World Record Night again coming up this Saturday. So, Coach, I'm going to be down there in attendance, and we'll see you Saturday. But just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your crazy busy schedule to be here on Brahma Talk with us.
No, I appreciate you guys. You guys do a great job, you know, promoting us, and I can't thank you enough.
And I did need to tell you, Coach, I watched the last segment of Coach's Corner. Camera adds 10 pounds, buddy. No, I'm just playing. Well, Coach Wildfalling, thank you so much for joining us. And this has been your edition of Brahma Talk. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Let's go. Come on, boys. Get that net. Come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook. Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.